However, she mentioned a school in Temecula. She did not name the school. She did say it was a high school in Temecula that, according to her sources, canceled their band trip to Arizona because of SB 1070.
They were
going to participate in the boycott.
They were supposed to be in the Fiesta Bowl band competition. You know, the Fiesta Bowl is the big college football game held around New Year's Day. And it's similar to the Rose Bowl. And there's a big parade and a band competition that goes along with it.
Well,
and
since that time, we have learned the name of the school that did indeed cancel a trip to Arizona for the Fiesta Bowl band competition. The name is Great Oak High School.
We have an official denial from Melanie Norton, the Temecula Valley Unified School District. And she wrote to us.
By the way, give her whole title. It's great.
Oh, Communications and Community Relations Coordinator.
I love it when somebody's a coordinator. And they must have got that from sports, because like the NFL, they have all these offensive and defensive coordinators.
Yeah, they used to be.
It sounds good. You're the big guy in the middle getting everything through.
They used to be assistant coaches.
They
and
were.
Then, and then they became coordinators. So this is what she writes. I'd like to correct a claim made on your show yesterday that Temecula's Great Oak High School marching band is boycotting the Fiesta Bowl. This is not the case. The decision for the band not to participate in this out-of-state competition was driven by a desire to conserve funds, not as a political statement. The band director and the band's booster club have elected not to participate in the Fiesta Bowl band competition due to budgetary concerns. With school budgets decreasing year after year, funding of extracurricular activities are increasingly shouldered by the families of band members. Taking this into consideration, it was the decision of the band director and the band's booster club not to participate in the competition. Both felt that the focus should be on less costly local competitions. After your show aired yesterday, all three of our high schools have been inundated with phone calls regarding this issue. I hope you can help us in correcting this information.
Well, we read your email. If it's the truth, it's the truth. But, you know, John and Ken are always after the ultimate truth, and we're not accepting, especially when you have a title like Communications and Community Relations Coordinator, we're not necessarily accepting that is the truth. And what we're trying to do now is confirm with the travel and tourism people in Arizona what they have as the reasons for this canceled band trip.
Kristen told us on the air and talked to our producer, Ray Lopez, off the air, and she had a really good source, I guess, whoever took the cancellation, said it was because of the immigration law. Now, whether somebody made an assumption there in the Arizona hotel industry.
And it was just a coincidence that they canceled the trip around the time the boycott calls went out.
Could be.
They call in to cancel for budget. We're hoping there's an email or a letter that we can see, a smoking gun, where the travel and tourism people can say, all right, here's the official reasons.
So officially,
because if you want to be part of a boycott, you would make it very known to Arizona tourism people that that's the reason you've canceled your trip. You would not hold back on that. If it's for budgetary reasons, you may or may not mention that. That's what I'm curious about.
Well,
in other words, if you're going to be part of a boycott, you have to tell the people that the reason you're not coming is because you're joining in the boycott and you hate the new law. You have to do that, or it's meaningless.
The boycott's not effective.
Right. Now, if that was just done telephonically, then not going to be much of a trail for us to actually investigate, unless we get somebody from Arizona Travel and Tourism who comes on the air and swears that's what they were told on the telephone.
Well, we have a call into Kristen, and we're waiting for her to call us back, and we've been waiting for a little while now. So when she calls us back, maybe she'll stick by the story she got, or maybe she'll say somebody made an assumption and spread bad news. But what we have is a clear denial by Melanie Norton that the Great Oak High School Marching Band is not boycotting the Fiesta Bowl. They just dropped out of an out-of-state competition because they don't have the money.
And a lot of schools are hurting because of the cutbacks in school funding from Sacramento. That's not unbelievable as a reason.
Oh, no, that happens often, and it's also because of the fat teacher salaries, sucking up all the money so that the kids can't participate in the band competition.
But as we like to do with the John and Ken Show, you can email us or you can even call us while we continue the show here at 1-800-520-1534. If you want to remain anonymous and you have information that either supports the budget thing or supports the boycott thing. We have a lot of listeners in Temecula, let me tell you. There were a lot of emails overnight on this issue. Somebody must have put up a Facebook posting. I don't know who. Do we do that? Or is there Somebody claims that they're responding to the John and Ken Facebook posting about the Temecula school boycott.
Oh, it's all the fans, all our listeners.
Oh.
They post and discuss the show constantly on Facebook.
Oh.
So, you know, somebody probably posted that information, and now it's gone around the world.
All right, when we come back.
It's become an international incident.
Yeah, exactly.